Well, you guys have won 6 of your last 7. Are you feeling better maybe about how things have gone?
Yeah, for sure. I think we wish we wouldn't have had a rocky start, I guess, at the beginning of Big Ten, maybe like a little bit more in preseason. But at the same time, it's not the tournament. So, I mean, I think we're on a good streak right now, and we really understand what happened in those games, and now we know what we need to keep doing to stay where we're at.
Yeah, how much has that maybe helped that tough, you know, non-conference schedule to, you know, maybe show some spots where as a team you guys can improve, and now maybe you're finding a bit of a rhythm?
Yeah, I think we definitely are finding a rhythm. We are doing a really good job with people coming in and out, and if we need someone to sub in, they're able to do that, and they know their role when they're coming in. I think the preseason schedule obviously helped a lot, getting to play not only like a bunch of really good teams we normally don't play, but it's also like with West Coast and then Florida, it's just different types of volleyball that like we're not, like we play each other all day every day, and it's not like we're gonna get to play Big Ten teams in the tournament. So I think that is probably like the most important thing for us in preseason, and then it's also like it doesn't really matter if we lose or win in preseason, so that's also nice. So we get to figure things out throughout that.
And now you're kind of at that point of the schedule. You got 10 regular season matches left, which I'm sure you want to use those to, one, continue to win matches, but two, fine-tune to be at your peak when the postseason starts. And then you're now facing teams a second time through this circuit of the Big Ten, Iowa the last time out, and Purdue over the weekend, and now Michigan State here. What's the benefit of seeing a team maybe for the second time now?
Yeah, I think it's kind of like time to prove yourself, or you realize you didn't really know what you were doing the first time and it just kind of happened. But I think for us, it's staying as consistent, especially with Michigan State and Wisconsin. The last time we played both of them, it was really, really, we played really, really well. And I don't think that's just a fluke. So I think getting to play high Big Ten teams twice shows that we're able to stay at like a steady work rate and a level of play that we know we can, and we do most of the time every single day. So.
You got Michigan State next. How hard is it, though, not to take a peek ahead to Wisconsin, who is now on a little roll themselves, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a little hard because we know at the end of the week we're going to be going to Wisconsin on Friday, and it's kind of just like, oh, my God, we get to do the border battle again. But, I mean, Michigan State's a good team, and I think what helps right now is that in practice and film, that's all we're focusing on until afterwards. So, and it's nice it's at home in the middle of the week. So
what about the Spartans? What do they bring, and what do you guys have to do?
Yeah, they do use a lot of people because I think just like we were at some point, they're trying to figure out their groove. So there is just like a lot on the scouting report to kind of know, and we don't know who they're going to play, and all of them could play their best game of volleyball they've ever played. Who knows what's going to happen? And then they're a pretty good, I would say, serving team. I think they have a couple of really good servers, and it's just – I think they're good because it's just weird how they play volleyball, and it's a little choppy, but it works for them somehow, and it's just like a bunch of random stuff thrown together, and it's not like we're running a system and like we stay the same every single time. It's like a bunch of random things, and then it just works out. So I think that's probably like why they're a little dangerous for other teams. Yeah.
Very good. Good luck.
Thank you so much.